Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Turcotte, that great picture looking behind, like, where the heck are they? Dick Girardi. Twice a prince speaking to the Secretariat of the Sport right here.
Yes, sir. For the people that don't know, Twice a Prince was second, 31 lengths behind. He's the answer to the trivia question. Sham had been second in the Derby and the Preakness, but as the great Chick Anderson said on the turn, looks like they're going to catch him today. And they did.
Yeah, he finished last.
He did. Yeah, they took his heart away chasing Secretary. Yeah, 224 flat, world record for a mile and a half, has not been approached, will not be approached. Secretariat still, all these years later, we're talking be half a century next year, holds the record, time record for the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont.
Appears to be a pretty fair horse. All right.
When he was at his best, he was the best horse that ever lived.
Absolutely. All right. So this has been quite the spring.
Yes, it has.
And you're not going to go to the Belmont, are you?
I am not. They've beaten me down, Steve. I need a break. I got somewhat beat up at the Derby and just KO'd at the Preakness.
Yeah.
When my man Joe Alvesari, who I love, one of the nicest guys in the sport, inexplicably has Epicenter 8 after a quarter mile. I'm going, what are you doing? Because that was as close to a pronouncing a lock as I have in some time. So I like Epicenter and the Derby and the Preakness. He finished second in both. But the one thing I did get right, I predicted in both races which horse would finish last. I did get that right. Unfortunately, they don't give out any trophies for an exact of second over last.
No. Rich Strike is going to run this race. Right now, Rich Strike is 7-2. How interested are you just to see how the heck this horse runs this time?
Very. Yeah, I mean, how can you not be, right? It was a dazzling display. I mean, kind of lost in all the madness was at the top of the stretch, Rich Strike was even with about four or five more accomplished closing type horses, and he outran them all. I mean, he just flew the last quarter mile when horses are typically slowing down. So I don't know where the race came from, Steve, but it wasn't flukish. I mean, he did it. We all saw it. The overhead drone shot was very cool. Sonny Leon with this great ride, but you can't ride him unless they're running, and that horse was running. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. He had a work on Memorial Day at Churchill. I watched the video. It was very, very impressive. So I can't come up with a reason why he won't run well. I don't think he's going to win because I don't think he's going to get the same circumstance he had in Louisville where they had that super hot pace and the whole race just collapsed. That's not going to happen to the Belmont. It's only 8 horses, and there's going to be no pace at all. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I think everybody's going to watch the race Saturday on NBC at 6:45 is going to be looking forward to seeing, hey, can this horse do it again? Was it a fluke? What's he going to do?
And the horse is not the favorite. We the people.
He is not the favorite.
You don't go from
you don't go from 80-1 to 2-1 in this sport. People are going to want to see it again, which I get. My theory on that is, when a horse does something he's never done before and the number, the speed figure is like really good, I would bet him the next time if the price stays high. I wouldn't bet Rich Strike at 7-2. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that's a fair price to make him do it again. Plus, he's in, as I said, a totally different circumstance. We the people who won the Peter Pan Stakes at Belmont Park a month ago, he won it with his speed. He is literally the only horse in this race with any speed. He has a gigantic tactical advantage. He's going to be in front, and he's not going to have to run very fast to get there. So that's actually my pick. See if I can get one of these things right. We the people, he's loose in the lead. And if I've said this to you once, Steve, I've said it a million times, it's true of every sport. You always want to play with the lead. I mean, I know all the late runners and National Velvet gets a lot of play in life. in real life, National Velvet runs 7th. You know, that's just the way it is. Same is true of sports. Play with the lead, make the other team come get you. And even if they did, like last night, right? Golden State came and got Boston, but they ran out of gas.
Yeah, I mean,
just not how it works.
Right, because they played uphill. They finally took the lead. Boston took the lead right back, and at that point, yep. you can't keep climbing the mountain.
No, in the Golden State's case, you can't even as great as their two shooters are. They're not going to make every one of those shots. At some point, it's not going to happen. Horse racing is very much like that. It's always dictated by the horses in front.
Well, Rich Strike is not only not the favorite, it's also not the number two choice. Mo Donegal right now is. And
yeah.
Mo Donegal's going to give it another run.
Yeah, so Mo Donegal, fifth in the Derby, won the Wood Memorial, won the Remsen, both of those races in New York, but at Aqueduct, a very different racetrack than Belmont Park. But he trains at Belmont Park. Todd Pletcher, the trainer, obviously knows how to win this race. He's won it three times. Similar circumstance, run Derby weekend or in the Derby, sit out the Preakness, come back in the Belmont. This is a good horse. And it would be interesting to see if he is, in fact, how the betting is. Will there be enough people coming in that want to bet sentimentally on Rich Strike to make him the favorite? I don't think so. I think the people that bet the big money, there's no sentiment involved. They're just looking to say, hey, what's most likely to happen here? So, yeah, I think the odds maker has it right. I think We the People's the favorite, then Mo Donegal, then Rich Strike.
Yeah, well, that's something also, too, because there's no Triple Crown at stake. They don't care about sentimentality. Hey, maybe if Rich Strike had run the Preakness and shocked everybody and won the Preakness, okay, now sentimentality would come into play.
Oh, absolutely.
But not this.
How could you not root for the horse if this crazy horse is going for the Triple Crown? But right, they passed on the Preakness. They just didn't think he could be ready in time, and I trust that they know their horse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's never run without significant time in between races, so they know. I think the one time they tried him back fairly quick, it didn't work. So I think they know. But again, it's just the circumstance, Steve, the racetrack, right, a mile and a half in circumference rather than a mile.
Yep.
Sonny Leon, the rider who rides typically at Belterra Park, which is the old River Downs on the Ohio River in Cincinnati, he's never ridden at Belmont Park. It's a very unusual place, and a lot of the big-name guys are in here. They ride there all the time. I ride Ortiz and Manny Franco and Jose Ortiz, Rosario. They're regulars at Belmont. So, you know, when do you move? Like, typically you'd move heading into the far turn. At a typical track, there's 3/8 of a mile left in the race. At Belmont, there's a half a mile.
Yeah, and the turn at Belmont is a sweeping turn.
It's forever, it's forever, and you get confused because when you're heading into a turn, normally that's the time when you start making your move. But in the Belmont, you do that. Calvin Brum, he made a mistake in it. He went too fast, and the horse just hit the wall. Sonny Leon, who's not going to get a chance. I don't think he's got a mount on the dirt track before the Belmont. So that'll be interesting to see how he handles it.
Yeah. Of the rest of the gang that's in this race, anybody, because there's only 8 horses in it.
Right.
Of the other 5, is there anybody in the other 5 that bears watching?
Yeah, I think Creative Minister does see 3rd in the Preakness. He's the only horse that's actually going to run the 3 races in 5 weeks.
Right.
He didn't run in the Derby, but he ran on Derby Day in an allowance race at Churchill. And each of his 4 races has been better than the previous one. If he can come up with one more, he's got a chance to be a contender. And I think a lot of people are going to be interested in the filly Nest, who won the Ashland Stakes, was 2nd to Secret Oath in the Kentucky Oaks, and is bred probably better than any horse in the race for the distance. The question about her is she fast enough? She just never run a number that can beat these kind of horses. But if they're all staggering at the end, she might be the one still running. So, yeah, those would be the only other 2 I'd be interested in.
And that's the other part. None of these, you know, we talk about like Sonny Leon never running at Belmont ever. None of these horses has ever run a mile and a half.
Yeah, and they never will again. Right. It's really kind of an American anachronism. They don't run mile-and-a-half races on dirt except in the Belmont Stakes during the Triple Crown. It's what makes it unique. Yeah. I mean, there are a number of horses who would have won the Belmont Stakes were it not at a mile-and-a-half or, let's say, like at a mile-and-a-quarter that got caught at the end for whatever reason or another. So, yeah, it is unique. I think in some ways it's kind of silly because horses don't run there, but I think it's also kind of cool because it's one lap around the biggest oval we have. I mean, Belmont Park is 50% bigger than Pemlico at Churchill Downs.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute. It's like the run down the backstretch must seem endless to the jockeys and the horses.
Right. But that's why, for example, you know, Calvin Burrell made a mistake because it was endless and he misjudged it.
Yeah, that's right. And he isn't the first guy that's done that. It's just, it has happened through the years. And there's some other horses that should have won and were just unlucky in the way the race was run, Smarty Jones being the most obvious example.
Yep.
He got targeted by two jockeys who didn't really care if they won. They just wanted to make sure he didn't win.
Right.
And, you know, why that happened, I don't know the answer to that question, but it did happen. Not that I'm bitter about it at all, Steve, but I am bitter 18 years later. I still haven't gotten it.
And I know some reasons why. All right, so I do.
Yes, you do.
So when we play this on Saturday, how do we need to play it?
Yeah, I'm going to probably try a We the People Creative Minister exact, a 1-5.
Yep.
If you remember, I was giving out a Epicenter Creative Minister at the Preakness, and dark early voting had to get there, get in the middle of it all. But, yeah, I'm a Creative Minister fan. I've been from his first start. I saw his first start at Gulfstream. He actually finished second. I'm glad he did because I just happened. I might have had something on that exacta.
Yeah.
And he was the best horse. I felt very fortunate to get out of there alive. I'm We the People, Loose on the Lead and Gone, and Creative Minister of the contenders. I think he's the best price. Of Mo Donegal, Rich Strike. I think for second, he'll be, you know, that exacta might pay $20 or something, where the one with Mo Donegal is probably going to pay more like 10. And I don't think his chances of being second are 50% less, so therefore that will be where I will go.
All right. Coaches versus cancer. I have to ask you, you know, you dropped some putts for your team.
I did.
So another good experience.
Yeah, I made two and had two others like in the right there, ready to go in. Needed another revolution or something like that. So people in my group saying, you need to go to Cuba. I said, yeah, I guess I needed another revolution. But yeah, I was in with a good group of guys. Had a lot of fun, and obviously it's for a sensational cause. And it's the 25 years, right? Started by Jerry Dunn, and then Coach DeChellis, and Coach Patrick Chambers, and now Micah Shrewsbury, and all the volunteers and all the people that put this together. It's an amazing show. And of course, this was the first time in 3 years everybody got the comp, right? Because there wasn't one in 2020, and last year kind of a shortened version in the fall. But yeah, it was great to see everybody. It's a great thing for the community and obviously most important for the cause.
It was also great to see all the former players back, too.
Absolutely. It's a great turnout. Yeah. It is a great turnout.
Great turnout. My friend, always a pleasure. Let's see if this time everything falls into place.
Yeah, let's just look at it this way, Steve. When you're watching a race, when my man We the People is loose on the lead and they put up on NBC after a half a mile, 48 and 4/5 seconds, let's just go on head to the bank.
Perfect. And that's exactly the number I'll be looking for, too.
We should get it done. If that happens, I think we're in a good spot.
Thanks, Dick.
Very good. See you, Steve.